Okay, pre-show. And for you pre-showers, we finally got the tickets are up for February 28th and March 1st at Theater West in Hollywood, California for The Galaxy of Phil Hendry. And it's just, you know, it used to be The World of Phil Hendry, so now it's The Galaxy of Phil Hendry because, it, you know, it's like a whole galaxy, which means like two extra characters, that we're going to perform for you on the stage. And you can get tickets by going to, very simply, theaterwest.org. TheaterWest, theaterwest.org. Then scroll down the page. Don't panic. Scroll down the homepage till you come to The Galaxy of Phil Hendry. You will see my ugly mug. You'll see Galaxy of Phil Hendry. And then you will see two buttons, more info, and get tickets. You'll want to hit get tickets if you want to get tickets. So again, go to theaterwest.org. Excuse me, theaterwest.org. Scroll down that homepage. You'll see all kinds of wonderful things that they are featuring in the theater. The Ugly Duckling, Millennium Magic, Watermarks, all different kinds of plays. And then there he is, The Galaxy of Phil Hendry. Get tickets February 28th or March 1st. February 28th is a Friday night. March 1st is the Saturday night. So check it out. It's a beautiful thing, man. Theater West is a great theater. We did our show there in September. It was sold out, and it's not a very big theater. I want you guys to know that. So, you know, I ain't saying anything other than it's not a very big, not a lot of seats. I think 150, and that's it. So, grab a handful, man, if you can. All right,
and I'll announce that too.
So, Jackie and I haven't talked to each other in about 3 days. There's reasons for that, but I won't go into them. Whatever, you know. Like I said, I won't go into it. Nonetheless. That's where that's at, Jack. Look at this here. Here's a big picture of Theater West right here on the... And
when you go to, go to Google, there's a picture of Theater West right there.
It's a theater, not a comedy club, or not necessarily, you know, a large improv-type theater. It's a kind of a equity house, you know, a place where plays, they do plays. And I thought, wow, man, you know, I was a member of this group. And I thought, well, I wonder if I can do my thing here. And I asked, and they said, yeah, you know. So we had a really good, successful show in September. So we'll do the same thing for y'all at the end of February, March. All right, so let me see. This is our pre-show. What are we doing, man? Fuck if I know. What is the date? Today's the... Is tomorrow the 27th? It better goddamn well be. Yes, it is. Whew. Oh, man, the end of the month? This month hauled ass. God damn. The end of January. Okay. I got a doctor's appointment today at 1:15 to see my good old dermatologist, man, Dr. Tabibian, good man, great guy. Let me see. Because I'm a fair-skinned motherfucker, so I got to always go, you know, do that shit. Okay, what are we doing here, man? No, I was just yawning in your face. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Although, I guess in a way I did. I mean, I didn't mean to do it on purpose. I just did. Okay. Tomorrow's the 27th, huh? Here we go. Phil is sick, and I mean he is sick. Okay, here's one. Malcolm Esposito. Phil has a serious chest cold, so radio consultant Tom Dovka quickly organizes a program. Part two of the Tom Dovka sing-in. Let me see what this is, man. I remember when he did, hey, let me tell you what. Good evening, I'm Tom Dovka. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to be filling in here for Phil Hendry. I'm going to be filling in here for Phil Hendry today on his show because Phil's got a cold and... all right, so, groovy.
That's okay.
You know, Phil has a serious chest cold, so rating Tom Dovka. Okay, then we have part two of the Tom Dovka sing-along. Jesus Christ. Malcolm Esposito takes over. Margaret Gray goes one-on-one with Bob Green. Really? Margaret Gray hosts a roundtable with Ted Bell. Did we already do that? Let me look and see. If you... Have a plan to motor west. That's the highway. What is the highway? That's the... shit. Let me see. Going back in time, we have Vernon Dozier and Jim Sadler. Then we also did Ted Bell apologizing for Blown or something, Steve Bozell. Then we also did Baxter Banks and Frank Gray. Then we did Meats and Greens. Here we go. This is Bob Green starting a new store, Bob's Meat, which I think we did that. Then ahead of that, then there was... Monday was Arthur Barn. Then we did... Our weekend programming, then back to Friday, was Phil gives the panel a day off to reflect on a brutal week. Oh, I was talking about the fucking fires. Then there's Vernon Dozier in the studio, talks about his wife Lorraine. Then we had Ted Bell is selling the blown Transmurder drink, transforming this Gloria Grubner worldwide. Jim Sadler and Ron Tanner analyze Phil's accident. Okay, well, you know what? I think we're in the clear here. I can actually, there's returns to set the record straight. We already did that. The panel along with Ted. Okay, so what the fuck is that? Oh, okay. So what we'll do, Margaret Gray one-on-one with Bob Green. What do you think? If you ever Moto West.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show presents One-on-One with Margaret Gray. Tonight, Bob Green ties up loose ends.
Yeah, sure.
Margaret Gray, One-on-One with Bob Green, brought to you by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. 65,000 hours of great radio entertainment, 65. Great digital entertainment, or so they tell me. And now, Margaret Gray, One-on-One with Bob Green.
Okay, that'll work. 65,000. Where do I get that 65,000 shit? All right. And ties up loose ends concerning his juvenile admissions on the show Tuesday. Whatever. Doug Ding of the Orange County Courier is writing an article about the great American smokeout. He's going to dare people to tell him to put his cigarette out. Remember how innocent we were as a country? We were doing smokeouts.
Everybody quit smoking, okay, on Tuesday.
Good God, that was the big thing to worry about in those days. Now we're just worried about whether the goddamn fucking country's going to be here tomorrow. All right, that having been done, the next thing we do is we do January 2000, what, 2006, yeah, okay. So then I'm going to do my, classic. Yeah, Jackie and I aren't talking. I don't know, man, fuck. You know, I just unlucky in love. That's Phil Hendry. That's me. I mean, my whole, and maybe it's because I'm such a fucking type A guy. Maybe it's because I'm over exuberant and you know, I jump in with both feet and I don't know, man. What date? Just tomorrow? 27th. Alf calls in from Miami. He runs a deli that is serving the Hendry dog in honor of Phil. Lloyd calls in with an opposing view. Whatever. Let's see what we got here. Police officer Ben Rathman says the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile had an attempted hijacking. R.C. Collins checks in with a question. Bobby Dooley found a Burmese cat that belongs to her neighbor, but she refuses to return it to the owner. Okay. Sounds interesting. Phil plugs the best of the 2005 CD. What is this? January 2006. Okay. Hour two. Roger, copy. If you ever plan to motor west, there's the highway right there. That is the highway. That's the best. The best gangster voice I ever heard was Maurice LaMarche. God damn, was he funny. I don't remember. Oh, it was a Futurama. I'm a Buddhist. I believe in never giving up. Never quitting, man. Okay, so that's that. That's that. Let me see. Okay, 2006, and then this is 124. We got it, man. And what else? The pre and the no. Okay. The pre and the no, yes. No, the show and the pre-show. I don't fucking know, man, what I'm doing. Okay. So, I think that's it. Let's get set for good times, man. If you ever plan to motor west, yeah. What is the, what am I looking for? Oh, the Theater West website, because I want to give people a lowdown on that, man. There it is, okay. Website. All right, here we go. Test 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Turn that fucking thing down.